Treasures of wisdom, 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 treasures of wisdom.
Alhamdulillah, رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, the one who recites durood and salawat on me on a Friday, I will intercede for him on the Day of Judgment. Quranic Wonders is our discussion. But in our discussion of Quranic Wonders, specifically, we are continuing with the discussion that we had last week, which is the downfall of Bani Israel. Jihad, dear viewers. The downfall of Bani Israel, where at which point they had went wrong, and how did Allah Azza wa Jalla forgive them? And on the other hand, how did they also face the punishment and wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Aside from that, different accounts of Bani Israel, dear viewers of Madani channel, and also we're going to be speaking about the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. So stay tuned with us until the end of the program. For now, engage with us in the recitation of Durood and Salawat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Keep making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and keep reciting salat ala nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, most definitely you shall see its blessings in both worlds. Closeness to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, overcoming various situations of the world. All these blessings are found in durood and in the salat of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, dear viewers, as I stated that we're going to be discussing the downfall of Bani Israel, and in today's specifically today's program, inshallah, I want to highlight some accounts. But before that, as I mentioned before as well, that Bani Israel, if we look at the favors of Allah Azza wa Jalla upon this nation and the amount of disobedience they had given and done in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla had been the reason of their destruction and them for facing their doomsday. Dear viewers, even after the drowning of the Pharaoh into the river Nile, the Bani Israel became Muslim. But when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam he had gained tranquility and peace from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and when he was ordered to enter the land of Baytul Muqaddas with Bani Israel that became Muslims after the drowning of the Pharaoh, at that time Baytul Muqaddas was under the domination of the qawm called Amalika, a nation called Amalika, the worst of the unbelievers. Very steady warriors and cruel people. Hazrat Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left for this expedition against the people of Amalika with a group and troop that he had formed of 600,000 people from Bani Israel. And it is stated when the Bani Israel reached the vicinity of Baytul Muqaddas, they became coward and started exclaiming after becoming cowards that they were Jabbareen, Amalika in this city, who are strong and powerful. Therefore, we will not enter this town at all. We cannot face these strong warriors. To such an extent that these people said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, why don't you and Allah go and fight? We will stand and watch this fight. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam complained to Allah azza wa jalla, Rabbi inni la amliku illa nafsi wa akhi fafruq baynana wa baynal qawmil fasiqeen. Oh my Lord, I have no control except upon myself and my brother Harun. So keep us separate from these disobedient ones. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made dua. And in return of the dua, supplication, Allah azza wa jalla revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, فَإِنَّهَا مُحَرَّمَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً يَتِيهُونَ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَلَا تَأْسَ عَلَى الْقَوْمِ الْفَاسِقِينَ. So that, yani the holy land is forbidden for them for 40 years, 40 sana. Let them wander on the earth. So you, O Musa alayhi salam, do not grieve for these disobedient people. The point that we are trying to make is that, dear viewers of Madani channel, they had continued to wander on this field for 40 years. Allah Azza wa Jalla even revealed man and salwa for them. Man and salwa was a certain dish, dear viewers of Madani channel, which was given to these people, but they were very ungrateful. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam even told them that have tawakkul in Allah, do not store these foods that you get. You know, do not stash and save them. Have tawakkul and trust in Allah Azza wa Jal. These people were afraid that what if this man and salwa that's descending today may not descend tomorrow. And out of this fear, they began to store the food. And when their niyat had changed, Allah Azza wa Jalla, of course, then punished them. In fact, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had said in one narration, had the Bani Israel not existed, the food would have not got spoiled. Because since that day, they began to store the food that descended for them from the heavens, from the skies. Since that day onwards, food began to get spoiled and rot. Prior to that, food never used to rot. Meat would never rot. But since they iman and trust and reliance upon the Creator had been so weak, the one who is providing before their eyes daily food from the heavens will also provide for them the day after and the day after until Allah wills. But their fear was, what if it stops? We're going to die out of hunger and thirst. So they began to save and store the food. The very same Bani Israel in the plains of Thi, when Bani Israel revealed the desire that they would like to eat the grains of vegetables, you know, growing from the earth, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam made them understand that they should not ask for cheap and inferior foods like pulses and wheat in the place of delicious foods like man and salwa is coming for you. So don't ask for cheap food. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered them to leave the plains of Thi, the field of Thi that they wandered around for 40 years. Allah punished them and they could not find the exit from this land and place. For 40 years they wandered around. And that was the punishment for not facing the people of Amalika. Dear viewers of Madinah Channel, Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered them to leave the field of tea and enter the city of Baitul Muqaddas and eat freely the food of their choice without any restrictions. But a compulsory condition was imposed on them that they must enter through the door of Baitul Muqaddas with great respect and reverence by bowing their heads when they enter Baitul Muqaddas. Allahu Akbar. Moreover, Allah Azza wa Jalla also ordered them to keep making the dhikr and keep making istighfar, forgiveness for sins, so that by virtue of their dua, their sins will be forgiven. And in this way, they will enter Baitul Muqaddas and they will be freed after 40 years of wandering on the land of tea. So now this desire came about. We want to eat vegetables from the earth. Also, we want to leave this place 40 years later, when Bani Israel were always, when their mischief increased. Allahu Akbar, their disobedience had crossed all limits. And when they reached Baitul Muqaddas, there were people who would always leave some signs of their disobedience, dear viewers. Even though they promised that they will do the right thing, as it was commanded for them to do, when they reached Baitul Muqaddas, dear viewers of Madini Channel, all of a sudden, their eyes twinkled with mischief. And they entered through the door in a crawling way, instead of how Allah Azza wa Jalla ordered them to bow their heads and enter Baitul Muqaddas. Furthermore, instead of making dua of forgiveness, as Allah commanded them in the Quranic ayat, that when you enter Baitul Muqaddas, enter the city by bowing your heads and making istighfar, so that your sins can be forgiven. But no, these tyrant people continued making jokes and mockery as they entered. Instead of saying, making dua for their forgiveness, they are saying one grain in one hair. They were making jokes out of sentences, cracking jokes and making fun due to this act of disobedience and making fun of the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They suffered the wrath of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the form of plague, dear viewers. All of a sudden, plague spread amongst them and 70,000 people of Bani Israel died in an hour, painfully, like that of a fish without water, dear viewers. You will find this entire waqi'ah and story in Tafsir Yasawi and in many other commentaries of the Holy Quran. Plague is a very, very deadly epidemic disease. Due to this disease, it is stated, dear viewers, that lumps grow in the neck, sometimes in the armpits and in the joints of the thighs, equal to the size of mango stone, as it is said. So when a person develops these types of lumps, a person will experience severe pain and unbearable inflammation. He also suffers from a high fever and the eyes would even turn red in color. He feels very painful, burning sensation in the eyes, in the body, due to the intense pain and excessive restlessness. The patient dies in a very painful and agonizing death within no time, dear viewers. So plague is a very bad thing. However, in the Quran Pak, you would see that even in previous nations that were suffering from plague, whenever they escaped the city, whenever they left the city to save their lives, Allah Azza wa Jalla inflicted punishment upon them. If plague ever came as a test, you should remain peaceful, you should remain patient, you should be in your town and pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla for protection from this illness, make istighfar. But Allahu Akbar, majority of the people die in the area where this epidemic would spread. But if the one who leaves the area and weakens his tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jalla, he may suffer from this problem, because this will cause terror and a lot of fear in the hearts of people. Bani Israel did the very same thing. Now, listen to the Quranic verse, dear viewers, how the Quran describes this waqiyah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا ادْخُلُوا هَذِهِ الْقَرْيَةَ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا حَيْثُ شِئْتُمْ رَغَدًا وَادْخُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّدًا وَقُولُوا حِطَّةٌ نَغْفِرُ لَكُمْ خَطَايَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُحْسِنِينَ فَبَدَّلَ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا قَوْلًا غَيْرَ الَّذِي قِيلَ لَهُمْ فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ
فأنزلنا على الذين ظلموا رجزا من السماء بما كانوا يفسقون.
And when we said, go to this town, yani Jerusalem, then eat from it freely whatever you desire and enter the gates while prostrating and declare, may our sins be forgiven. Just as Allah commanded them to enter with their heads bowed and in their heart repentance, istighfar, tawbah, they need to utter these words, oh our Rabb, forgive our sins. Then Allah says, we shall forgive your sins and soon we will give you more reward to the righteous. So the transgressors changed the words to another. They changed the words to other than that which had been commanded to them. We henceforth sent upon them a punishment of plague from the sky, the recompense of their disobedience. Allahu Akbar. Now let's focus on the moral of the story, dear viewers. Har hikayat ki piche ek moral, there is a lesson, there is a story. What is the lesson behind this story of the Bani Israel is going through this issue and matter? They desire to eat fruits, vegetables, food from the earth. Man and salwa used to descend for them. They faced their punishment for 40 years on the field of Tih. And now that Allah Azza wa Jalla is willing to forgive them, He even given them an idea of how to enter in the city so that you will attain forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla. But Shaitan, dear viewers, the mischief of Shaitan, how he tricks people. And these people who were disobedient as well, dear viewers, prior to that, how many times they were forgiven? Once again, Allahu Akbar, they caused this problem. They made jokes out of the commandment of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they seen its instant results. Within an hour, over 70,000 Bani Israels were suffering from plague. This is a sign of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Power from the signs of Allah Azza wa Jalla. From this incident, we learn that disobeying the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and making fun out of them are causes of the most horrible death you can think of, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. Such people will be tormented, not only in the world, also in the hereafter for sure, dear viewers. But the divine wrath is also inflicted on them in the dunya in the form of torments that we see. Body sickness, storm from the sky, undergoing through different situations of the world until they perish and their towns are destroyed as well. So plague was a torment for Bani Israel. Plague, which is a sickness, was also a sickness and an azab and punishment from the Creator to the Bani Israel. But the very same sickness and illness which came as a form of azab upon Bani Israel is a form of mercy upon the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The same sickness will take the lives of others and they will face their consequences. But on the other hand, the very same plague, if this touches the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is the means of attaining shahadat, shahidi ka darja. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madini ki, dear viewers of Madini channel. The ruling is that you should not go to the town struck by plague. But if plague spreads in your own town where you live, then you should not abandon your city or your town, as we mentioned here. Trusting Allah Azza wa Jalla that everything will be fine. And Allah Azza wa Jalla will save my life. May Allah Kareem have mercy on us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of the deen, dear viewers. Subhanallah. And for us to extract these lessons, see how great is the rahmat of Allah, how merciful He is. Look at us on the other hand, despite our sinning, despite our disobedience, despite us not fulfilling the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, in spite of us crossing the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, has Allah Azza wa Jalla removed the power of us hearing, our hearing ability, our seeing ability, our smelling sensations, our taste buds, our hands and body limbs? Everything is intact. In spite of our sins, Allah Azza wa Jalla still provides for us. Despite our sins, Allah Azza wa Jalla still gives us a good life. We don't go to bed empty stomach. So look at the positives, dear viewers. Despite us being so disobedient to our Creator, who if He wishes, He could seize every blessing you have right now in your life. None of your intellect will even come to aid you in any way. The wisdom and intellect and experience of life would not come to help if the azab of Allah comes its way, dear viewers. But this is the rahmat of Allah. He is Kareem, He is Rahim, He is Ghaffar, He is Razzaq. Allahu Akbar. In spite of our sinning, He Azza wa Jalla still gives us food to eat. He is still saving us from the major punishments. Allah Azza wa Jalla is still giving us life, giving us air to breathe. This is the rahmat and the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla. You will see, dear viewers, how serious is the downfall of Bani Israel. Yes, sab hua hai unke saath. But they would still be disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam worked so hard with them. Yani after the dying of the Pharaoh, Bani Israel gained freedom from his tyrannies and subjugation. And they believed in Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. And then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, dear viewers of Madinah channel, after this had happened, he was ordered to go to Mount Sinai. And this is the place where Allah Azza wa Jalla was going to reveal wahi upon Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was blessed with ham kalami, with the honor of speaking and communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to Mount Sinai and handed over Bani Israel to his brother Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahu Akbar. And after he handed his nation, his people to his brother, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left for Mount Sinai, Mount Tur, and even fasted for 40 days. He fasted during the day and remained busy with worship during the whole night for 40 days, dear viewers. Mount Sinai, kya baat hai? So there was a person at that time amongst the Bani Israel by the name of Samri. Historians have even called him Musa Samri. Two Musas, one is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and one is Musa Samri. And it is stated that he was an illegitimate child, dear viewers, and a very, very misguided person. Due to the fear of disgrace, even his own mother, she had actually isolated him and abandoned him in a cave of some mountain after giving birth to him. She never even wanted to keep him in the city because of sharam and haya that he was an illegitimate child. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam raised him by feeding him milk with his finger, dear viewers. Therefore, he was acquainted with Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. His full name, as I stated to you, is Musa Samri. Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam brought up Musa Samri, whereas Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought up in the lap of the Pharaoh. As we all know, subhanallah, how strange and mysterious the glory of Allah Azza wa Jalla is, that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became the Rasul of Allah Azza wa Jalla. On the other hand, ek Musa Samri hai. Allahu Akbar. He was brought up by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam but became a disbeliever, a kafir. Allahu Akbar. He caused Bani Israel to worship a calf by leading them astray, dear viewers. This entire story has been mentioned as to how he made people even worship the calf. He was such a misguided person. So whilst Musa alayhi salatu wasalam observed i'tikaf on the mountains for 40 days, he is fasting during the day, worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla during the nights, and he is receiving wahi from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Samri took full advantage of this, yani of the absence of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he started a mischief, he started a fitna. Allahu Akbar. He asked for gold and silver jewels from the Bani Israel. Now when they given him the jewels, he melted it and molded the jewels into a calf. After he made this calf, he taken the dust which was beneath the hooves of the horse of Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and he placed that dust into the mouth of the calf. And the moment the dust entered the mouth of the calf began to speak. Allahu Akbar. By virtue of the dust, the calf began to speak. Then Samri said to his people, "Oh people, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam has gone to Mount Sinai to behold Allah Azza wa Jal, whereas this is your Lord. This calf which is speaking is your Lord. Therefore, you should worship this calf." Allahu Akbar. Astaghfirullah ala ya'udhu billah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Samri's speech led the Bani Israel astray, and all of the people accepted the calf to be their khuda, their god. Astaghfirullah. After seeing it, they accepted it. But dear viewers of Madani channel, some did not accept the calf being God. Allahu Akbar. But those who accepted the calf to be their god after seeing it, Allahu Akbar, were gone astray, dear viewers. they then placing their heads in sajda started to worship it. Allah Azza wa Jalla even revealed this in the Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wattakhadha qawmu Musa min ba'dihi min huliyihim ijlan jasadallahu khuwar. And in the absence of Musa alayhi salam, his people molded a calf from their ornaments, a lifeless body making sounds like a cow, says Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran. Thus, after 40 days, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam returned to his town after having a conversation with Allah Azza wa Jalla and taking the holy Torah, which he received in this 40 days with him, لیکن اللہ اکبر جب یہ واپس اپنے لوگوں کی طرف تشریف لائے آپ یہ دیکھتے ہیں کہ لوگ اس کا پوجا کر رہے ہیں people are worshipping the calf he flew into a rage اللہ اکبر موسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام placed the Torah on one side he goes charging towards his brother and then he has a talk and conversation according to some tafasir an argument with his brother according to some tafasir he pulled his brother and in the state of anger because of seeing his people worshipping calf other than Allah Azza wa Jal, shirk and haram they have committed. He was very upset and he questioned his brother as to how this had happened in his absence. Allahu Akbar. The Quran speaks about this. He says, O son of my mother, the people thought I was weak and were about to kill me. O son of my mother, he says to Harun alayhi salam, the people thought I was weak. Harun is saying this to his brother, Musa alayhi salam, people thought I was weak and were about to kill me. Allahu Akbar. So make not the enemies laugh at me and include me not amongst the oppressors. Allahu Akbar. Said his brother. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam accepted the apologies of his brother Harun alayhi salam and after his anger had calmed down and faded, he alayhi salam made dua to Allah azza wa jalla to forgive his brother Harun alayhi salam and have mercy on him. He alayhi salatu wasalam then broke the calf into tiny, tiny pieces, burned the pieces, and then made all of those pieces of that calf that was built by Samari to flow in the river, dear viewers. He did not allow people to worship that calf. What do we learn actually from this event? Ulamas have stated two important events. That one should never be heedless of their people as a leader. As a leader. But rather, they should always keep imparting Islamic knowledge to them, to the people that associate with you as an imam, as a khatib, as a leader. In whichever field you are, dear viewers, you have people associated with you. So do not give them something one day and then leave them free for 1 month. 2 months, 3 months, and then get back to them and expect for the change to happen. Consistent reminder, consistently working with your people without leaving a gap will prove to be fruitful as compared to working with them and then leaving them for a long while to come back and see how shaitan has worked with them in the absence of yourself. So we have just like that seen in Samri's situation. Samri took advantage that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was not around. And when Musa alayhi salam nahi hai, to ye behtar koshish usne ki. Yani uska fayda uthate huye ki, let me do this so that people can worship astaghfirullah, the cow, the calf. So this is very important, dear viewers of Madinah channel. We learn that we should always respect ulama, mashayikh, our pious predecessors, seek ilm adin from them and never leave their company. Subhanallah. Sahaba ikram, alim ridwan, tabi'een would travel miles and undertake large distance. They would cover just to learn the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when we learn of pious predecessors in our town, in our city, ilm is being distributed and taught. So we should take it upon ourselves that we should, in all our capacity, make it possible to attend such gatherings and programs in which ilm adin is part of, dear viewers. What we also learn is that when the dust of the hooves of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam had the effect that the calf started speaking as it entered the mouth of a ornament that was made from jewels, dear viewers. This is enough and it makes it obvious that the dust under the feet of the chosen people of Allah azza wa jalla can also bring about benefits and blessings. Jiha. When the dust beneath the hooves of the horse of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam can make an ornament speak, subhanallah, then what do you think will be the condition of the dust which is beneath the blessed shoes of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Allahu Akbar. Kya baat. In fact, Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, aap apne Masnavi Sharif mein yu bayan farmate hain. Allah explaining the maqam of the friends of Allah Azza wa Jal. Ye wo log hote hain ki if you have taken the dust beneath their shoes and place it in your eyes as surma, then you perhaps would also be able to see the beginning and the ending. Allah, Allah. The start and the end will become visible to you. All these, the plans and the secrets of Allah Azza wa Jal. If He wishes to reveal it to you, He shall reveal it to you. But this can become a means of you seeing it. If you take the dust beneath the shoes, the feet of the pious, and you apply it in your eyes, the eyes will open, the spiritual eyes would open, and then you would see through the actual noor and light that the impossible things will become visible to you. Subhanallah. So this was the miracle of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam's horse's hooves, dear. Excuse his miracle, and this is the blessings that indirectly through under the hooves of his horses, when this is the barakah and blessing, then what will be the blessings of Jibreel alayhi salam himself, dear viewers? Allahu Akbar. Allah. May Allah have mercy. May Allah shower rahmah and karam upon all of us, dear viewers. This is the rahmat of Allah Azza wa Jalla. How fortunate are we? How in the very light manner Allah Azza wa Jalla sent punishments from time to time in the form of huge, deadly, life-taking tornadoes, blast of winds, stones falling from the skies, towns being capsized upside down, mountains being uprooted and pending between the earth and sky as a punishment upon people. How different types of adab and plagues and ababil descended from the skies and punished people. All these stories and morals are there in the Quran. If only we had love and connection with the Quran. It is only these qisas and stories that can give you reminders, real lifetime reminders of do not take this world to be very serious, dear viewers. Do not indulge and engage so much into the world that a person becomes completely heedless of what's the actual purpose of his existence. Hum aaye the kyun is duniya mein, hame paida hi kyun kiya gaya tha, hum is mission ko aur is maqsad ko bhul chuke hain. And Allah Azza wa Jalla reminds us of our mission by explaining to us how others forgot their mission, how other nations forgot their purpose, how other nations could not make sense of Islam and what Allah has commanded them to do. And they were making sense of whatever they thought was right. Thus, they had faced the most horrible and worst of moments in this lifetime, dear viewers. Allah Azza wa Jalla had made them perish from the face of this earth in the worst of conditions. Their examples have been given for Muslims to read and take examples that do not commit mistakes like them, or else we might go through the same. They are there as lessons. Agar hamare bachche na seekhe, hum na seekh paaye, to phir how is and what type of faida can we get from the Quran Pak? Quran is there as a source of light, guidance, barakah, blessings, everything, subhanallah. But the only time you could gain its full barakah and blessings is only when we can start practicing upon these ayat of the Quran Pak. It's supposed to increase our iman. Now, this is the stories of the very same Quran Pak, dear viewers. Chale, dear viewers, we have this kalam, subhanallah. Salam arz karna, subhanallah. This is presenting a salam in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when we do return, inshallah, azza wa jal, we will present to you one more parable, which will be an example, inshallah, for us to further understand how the Bani Israel's downfall had occurred. Please stay with us until the end of today's episode. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Rahi shair Madine Mustafa nu mera salam aakhi te hath jod ke pehlo salam aakhi تے پھر ادب دے نال میرا نام آکھی سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
مسافر مدینے شہر جان والے مسافر مدینے شہر جان والے میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا تو تک تک کے او روزے دی جالیاں نو تو تک تک کے او روزے دی جالیاں نو تے رو رو کے میرا سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا مدینے دی نت یاد آ آ ستاوے مدینے دی نت یاد آ آ ستاوے میرے دل نو اک پل وی نہ چین آوے میرے دل نو پل وی نہ چین آوے خدا واسطے اے مدینے دے راہی خدا واسطے اے مدینے دے راہی میرے دل دی حالت تمام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
سنو میری زاری مدینے بلا لو سنو میری زاری مدینے بلا لو یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو یا دل نو ہی میرے مدینہ بنا دو مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا مدینے شہر تو بڑی دور آقا تڑپ دائے تیرا غلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
اے گزریے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری ہے گزریے وچ تانگ دے عمر ساری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری مقدر دے مارے دی آئی نواری تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے تو دربار محبوب رب الاولا تے بلاوے لئی میرا وی نام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
آوڑائے او دل سونا رب جانے کد آمنا اے جدو میں وی روزے تے جامنا اے جدو میں وی روزے تے جامنا اے جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے وی ولوں جے ہو سکے روزے تے میرے وی ولوں گھڑی پل صلاۃ و سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا میرا مصطفیٰ نو سلام عرض کرنا
سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا نبی اللہ و سلم علیک یا رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یس اینڈ وی آر بیک ٹو یور ویورز سلام عرض کرنا سلام عرض کرنا سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ یو کین پریزنٹ یور سلام اینڈ صلوات فرام ویئر یو آر ان دا فارم آف درود شریف انشاءاللہ عز و جل صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سو ڈیئر ویورز الحمدللہ وی ور ڈسکسنگ سم امپورٹنٹ پوائنٹس اینڈ سبحان اللہ وی ہیڈ دین انڈرسٹڈ وٹ واز دا ڈاؤن فال آف بنی اسرائیل اینڈ ہاؤ دے ہیڈ فیسڈ ڈسٹرکشن ان دس ورلڈ اینڈ ہاؤ دے ول فیس ڈسٹرکشن ان دا ہیئر آفٹر ایز ویل But in the like manner, dear viewers, Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed commandments for us as well, for us to pay zakat, for us to perform salah, for us to go for hajj, for us to spend from the wealth which Allah has given us in His path, for us to fear Him. He has commanded us as well. The constitution of life. How should one live on this planet? Likewise, when the Bani Israel received their commandments in the form of Torah, they straight away refused to accept the Torah. So as a consequence of them refusing to act upon it, Allah Azza wa Jalla inflicted His torment upon them. Adab came their way. Now listen, how Allah Azza wa Jalla has punished them. We have heard before this as well, how they were wandering on the field of Tih for 40 years. Thereafter, when they were forgiven and they were said that leave in this manner, bow your heads, and enter Baytul Muqaddas in this way, making istighfar, they made jokes there as well. Again, they were punished. And again, dear viewers of Madani Channel, when they refused to follow the Torah, and when they refused to act upon the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, how did Allah's punishment inflict them? All of a sudden, Mount Sinai, where Musa alayhi salatu wasalam used to speak to Allah Azza wa Jalla from, uprooted, flew and suspended in the air over the heads of Bani Israel. Allahu Akbar. At that time when this mountain Sinai uprooted, they were living in a land that was covering an area of 3 miles in length and 3 miles in width. When Bani Israel saw that the mountain was hanging over their heads, Allahu Akbar, they all fell into sajda, into prostration, started promising, making dua to Allah that they had accepted all the commandments of Torah and they would, you know, follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla. They were crying, repenting, but whilst in sajda, in prostration, they kept their cheeks, yani the left side of the cheeks and eyebrows on the ground, whilst they were looking with the right eye at the mountain to know whether it is going to fall upon them or it's going to be pending upon their heads. So for this reason, even to date, when these people, Bani Israels, perform sajda in the same way, they keep their left cheek and eyebrow on the ground, and the right eye would peep and look to the top. Because this is what their predecessors had done, their forefathers had done when Allah's azab had come to them. So their sajda became in that form even to date. Allahu Akbar. When Bani Israel repented and promised to follow the commandments of Torah, The very same Mount Sinai that uprooted flew back to its original place. Allah Azza wa Jalla described it in the Quran Pak. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وَإِذْ نَتَقْنَا الْجَبَلَ فَوْقَهُمْ كَأَنَّهُ ظُلَّةٌ وَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ وَاقِعٌ بِهِمْ خُذُوا مَا آتَيْنَاكُمْ بِقُوَّةٍ وَذُكُرُوا مَا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
And when we raised a mountain above them as though it is a canopy and they thought that it would fall upon them, we said, hold firmly onto what we have given you, yani the Torah, and memorize what is therein, that perhaps you become pious. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What beautiful words of advice for the Bani Israel. From this event we also learn that compelling ignorant people by giving them warning to perform any virtuous deed or accept any good thing is absolute hikmah and wisdom and the sacred tradition of Allah Azza wa Jal to warn them. And this is actually the main criterion for this ummah to have such great excellence, that this ummah commands good and forbids people from evil. This is the responsibility and the primary responsibility of this nation, Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has granted the Ummah the highest excellence and loftiest station as compared to all the previous nations, dear viewers of Madani Channel, subhanallah. It's not the responsibility of the Imam, of the Alim and Mufti alone, but rather it is the responsibility and primary responsibility of every sane Muslim male and female who has iman, that when they see something good, when it's possible for them to command good, they should do so. And when they have to stop any evil, they should do so by their tongue, by their hands, or at least think in their heart what's happening isn't correct. Allahu Akbar. May Allah have mercy on us, dear viewers. This episode of today was dedicated, of course, or was highlighting the downfall of Bani Israel, a continuation from last week's program to this week, dear viewers. May Allah Kareem have mercy on our souls. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us through His infinite mercy, through the sadaqah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanallah, may we hold firmly unto the daman of Mustafa, Jaan-e Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Keep following us. Keep watching the program, dear viewers, and keep watching other programs on your Madani channel as well. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Treasures of wisdom, treasures of wisdom.